We need to see ourselves through God's word. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's here in the sanctuary. I thank you, Father, for those that are watching the live stream. And I pray, Father, that their ears will be open to hear and their hearts open to receive your word, because your word is life-changing. Your word is life-changing. Your word is alive. Your word is living. Your word is everlasting. Hallelujah. And now, Father, I thank you for the honor and the privilege of ministering your word in the mighty name of Jesus. And let everyone say,
amen,
amen, amen. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of James. Hallelujah. To the book of James. You know, many people make New Year's resolutions. Most likely, most of them are not kept. Just saying, you know. So, most of them are not kept. Because when you do that, that requires something of you. And a lot of times it requires some sacrifice. And sometimes folks get tired of sacrificing. So they say, well, what I'll do, I'll just put this off to next year, and then I'll make the same resolution again. So they've been making the same resolution for years and years and years. So we're not talking about making a resolution, but I am talking to you about making a brand new commitment to God. Let's make a commitment to God that, Lord, I'm going to serve you this year. And I want to serve you like never before. Hallelujah. And that's how your future get brighter. If you want real success, walk with God. Make a commitment to walk with God. And James, in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 1, James says this. James, now I'm reading from the New King James Bible, but verse 1 says, James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? And he goes on to say, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Notice John identified himself as a bond servant of God. A bond servant of God. Now, just hold your place here at James, because we're coming back, first chapter. But flip back to the book of Romans, the first chapter. Romans, the first chapter. Look at verse 1. This is not James. This is Paul. It says, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. And I'll just stop right there. I'm making a point. These brothers and many others made a decision. How many of you know God don't make you do nothing? He gives us a free will. But these brothers and many others made a decision that they were going to be servants of God. And not just servants, but bond servants of God. In other words, Lord, I am committed to you. I am committed to your will for my life. I'm committed to whatever you want from me. And that's what God wants all of us to do. But here's how the devil works. You want to know how the devil works? Well, you don't want to do that because you know God might tell you to give all your money away. Well, if you know the Word of God says, give and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So if God did tell you to give it all away, you good. You good. But the devil don't want you to commit yourself to God because he'll try to lie to you. You know, God's going to tell you to do this. God's going to. You know, God's going to send you to the jungles of Africa somewhere. You know, God's going to do. Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? How many of you know we need to trust him? We need to commit ourselves to him and then trust him. Because even if he did send you to Africa, he already said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. But these brothers had committed themselves to God as bond servants. Lord, I'm here. Tell me what you want. I just want to serve you. I want to please you with my life. And by the way, when you do that, you're able to do and say what Paul said before he left this earth. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Notice that he says, I kept the faith. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. But listen, brothers and sisters, please hear me real good. There are too many people falling away from the faith, following strange doctrine. Paul said, I kept the faith. I didn't deviate. I didn't move away from it. And here's a man that was under tremendous pressure, whipped, thrown in prison. Everywhere he went, the devil tried to stir up trouble, but through it all, he kept the faith. He didn't deviate. He didn't move away because he was a bond servant to God. I'm here to serve my Father God and my Lord Jesus Christ. That was the attitude he had. That was the attitude James had. Are you still here with me? Now, I moved away, but I'm going back right quick. I want to read you something else in the book of Romans. And then we're going back to James. In Romans chapter 6, Look at verse 16. It says, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness. In other words, he's letting us know we're going to obey somebody. Amen. Either it's going to be the devil in our flesh or it's going to be God. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, anybody been there? That's unanimous. Should be. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed how? Some of you got that. You obeyed where? From the heart. That form of doctrine to which you were delivered. What am I saying? Brothers and sisters, we got to get our heart in this thing. When it comes to the service of God, we must serve him from our heart. Not always looking to be entertained. You know, some folks go to church just to be entertained. They want, you know, make me feel good. Tickle my flesh. Make me feel good. Some folks, all they want to hear is a motivational speech. They don't want to hear the gospel. Something that's going to make me, my flesh, feel good. No, we're called to serve God from the heart. Serve him from the heart. Are you hearing me? Serve him from your heart. Hallelujah. Still here. Now, I'm back at James. How can we do this? How can we be a real success in 2024 and beyond? How can we have greater success in 2024 and beyond? Well, I'm back at James chapter 1, and I'm going to read a very familiar verse. Verse 22. This is James chapter 1, verse 22. Matter of fact, I don't know if you have different versions of the Bible, but look on the screen, and everybody read it out loud, nice and loud. But read that again.
But the doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So therefore, if we come to church, if we assemble ourselves together in church, and all we do is just hear the words, then guess what? We can walk in deception. There are folks that can practically quote the Bible or many verses in the Bible, and that's good. We need to learn the Word of God, but that's only one part of it. The second part of it is, are we doing it? Are we doing it? Are we doing it? And we have instructions, very plain and very clear. It says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, we got to hear it. That's how faith comes, by hearing. We got to hear it. But just don't be just a hearer. Apply what you hear to your life. Because the Word of God is our daily bread. It's our daily food. Praise the name of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we're warned about this over and over and over. Listen, Jesus talked about this in the parable of the sower. We won't go over there. But he talked about how the devil comes. One of the things he does is he comes to steal the word of God. He wants to steal that word away from you. And one of the ways that he will do it is through deception, perversion. He'll pervert the word of God. And we are living in the last of the last days. And it's my job as a pastor to warn you, whatever you do, stay with this. Amen. Know what it says. Some people will take this very word of God and twist it. Try to make it mean what they want it to mean. You listening to me? Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bear with me here a minute. I'm in 1 Timothy. All right. Listen to what it says. 2 Timothy chapter 3. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse. You see that? Let me read that again. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. 2 Timothy 3:13. I was in 1 Timothy by mistake. And I might have told you 1 Timothy. If I did, I apologize. I don't remember what I told you. But 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, this is a book that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, Pastor Timothy. And he's letting him know that there's going to be imposters among you. There are going to be deceivers among you. There are folk in the body of Christ that claims that they're part of the body of Christ. But they've been planted by the devil to deceive you. I want to, let me see where I want to go. Let me read jump back up to verse 1. Listen to what he says. But know this. Now remember, this is the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy, writing to Timothy, but this is the word of God. But know this, that in the last days, everybody say last days. That in the last days, perilous time will come. There's a lot going on today, ain't it? For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. God still expects us to respect and honor our parents. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control. Like watching the news today and or reading your newspaper. Am I right? Brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You ready for number five? Having a form of godliness. Let me tell you something. If you're going to be deceived, they're going to come to you trying to talk like God, trying to act like God, like a Christian, that is. Don't the Bible tell us that Satan comes as a wolf? Well, he is the wolf in sheep's clothing. Why would the wolf dress up in sheep's clothing? To deceive the sheep. To deceive the sheep. Amen. Verse 4 again. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. From such people, what are we to do? Say what? Turn away. Amen. Now, I read this in the New Living Translation. I want to read it to you also, beginning at verse 1. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. Let me stop right there. I'm going to finish reading this. Let me tell you something, folks. There are a lot of things that bring pleasure. But in day of time and time we're living in now, it has gotten worse. Some folks now feel like, okay, I can serve God, I can be a Christian, but I can live any way I want to. I can fornicate, I can adulterate, I can pervert sex. I can do all those things that my flesh want to do. But don't tell me I don't love God. Folks, the word of God don't change. We can't take it and twist it and make it fit what we want to do. Are you here? The Bible said that type of person love pleasure more than they love God. Yeah, I go to church, but I'm going to do my thing. Well, brother, sister, leave me alone. That's my business. Have you heard that one before? That's my business. That's my business. God looking for servants, bond servants, who say, Father, I love you. And I do like the Apostle Paul did. I put my body under. I don't let my flesh, my fleshly desires control my life. The Bible talks about walking in the spirit, and it talks about walking in the flesh. We can follow the flesh, or we can follow the spirit. And there are folks out there that will deceive you and tell you, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. No, it's not. Not according to the Bible. Amen. See, that's the reason we need to hear the word of God and not be motivated all the time. Just, you know, just... y'all with me here? Well, let me finish reading this. I didn't finish reading it. I'm still reading from the New Living Translation. Verse 4 again, then I'll read verse 5. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. Listen at verse 5. They will act religious. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. They got it on the screen. Read the last sentence. Stay away from people like that. I don't care if they're preachers. Amen. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And we are living in the day right now when there are many religious people calling good evil and evil good. But the Bible don't change. The Bible don't change. So we're told, let's go back to James 1. If you get that back there before I do, say amen. All right. Now in James chapter 1 again. Let's look at verse 22 again. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Let me read on. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. He observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. What am I saying? What the Word of God saying? When we hear the Word of God, when we study the Word of God, and by the way, studying the Word of God is very important. Say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
But I want you to understand something else. Studying the Word of God is very important. But hearing the Word of God is just as important.
Amen.
That's the reason the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And so much the more as we see the day approaching. What day are we talking about? The day of the Lord, Jesus Christ's return. Oh, glory to God. You know, there's absolute, listen to me, there's absolutely nothing that has to happen on this earth to keep Jesus Christ from coming back and catching away the church. The rapture could happen at any time. It could happen at any time. And you've heard me say that before. So we're told not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, so much the more as we see the day approaching. Brothers and sisters, just kind of take a moment, just look, just a quick moment, and look around. You just look around. Look around. All right. Good. That's good. You can look back at me now. The people around you, you need to be with them. They need to be with you. We need each other. But the devil wants division. He wants separation. I thank God for the power that he's imparted to me, to my life. But let me tell you something else. When we come together, you know, just kind of like, do they still put spark plugs in engines in these newer cars? Some of you mechanics, no. Do they? They still use spark plugs, okay. And I used to change my own spark plugs, tune my own car. That's been a lot of years ago. I decided I didn't want to do that anymore. So it ain't as easy to crawl up under a car as like I used to. But here's my point. If you got an 8-cylinder engine, each cylinder has a spark plug that gives a spark. That engine's not going to run good unless all the spark plugs are firing. Because each spark plug need the help of the other 8 or other 6 or other 4. What am I saying? We need each other.
Amen.
We need each other. Amen. So see, this is one of the weapons that the devil is trying to use. Now, you don't have to go to church, because all you have to do is go to YouTube and you can listen to anybody you want to listen to. You know, find your favorite preacher on YouTube and listen. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I listen to some ministers on YouTube, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm very selective about who I listen to, because they got some crazy people on YouTube. Did y'all hear me? They got some crazy people. They teaching some crazy stuff. So y'all, you better be careful. You better be wise. The Bible tells us you need to know them who labor among you, especially in church, but you need to know something about folk you listen to, whether it's YouTube, television, wherever, that you get right doctrine. Amen. But now let me get back to where I was. we build each other up. As I look out here, I need each and every one of you. You hear me? I need you. I need what God has imparted into your life. Let's all come and work together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So, James 1:24 again says, he observes himself and go away and immediately forget what man, what kind of man he was. When we hear the word of God, when we come and we hear it, and even when we study it in our own private time, the word of God will reveal to us who we really are. Did you grab that? Hallelujah. The word of God will open you up so you can see yourself. But don't turn and walk away, because as sure as you do, you're going to forget what type of person you really are. Sometimes other folks know what type of person you are. But we can be deceived, right? Other people can see us real good. When we're walking around thinking, you know what? I'm all that. What's that old saying? I'm all that, and a bag of potato chips. Something, I don't know what that's all about, but it's probably somebody was stuck on themselves. I want to be able to see myself so that I can serve him better, so that I can please him with my life. One of the first things we need to examine, and we see it in the Word of God talks about this whole a bunch. We need to examine our love walk. Got to examine our love walk. Do I love my brother? Do I love my sister? Even if they are not very lovable, do you love them anyway? Let me tell you something. Jesus told us to love our enemies. Now, if you can love your enemy, if you're supposed to love your enemy, what do you think about your fellow brother or sister? I made a commitment. I'm walking in love. And if I find out that I'm not, I'm gonna, the moment I realize, oops, I shouldn't say that, I shouldn't do that, shouldn't act that way, I'm going to repent. Amen. Oh my goodness. I got lots more that I could say, but I'm going to have to cut it off right here. But let me read it to you again. Get this in your spirit, all right? Verse 22 again, James 1. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Don't deceive yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. And y'all remember, I taught on this several weeks a while back. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God, and continues in it, and is not a what? Is not a what? Forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Remember I told you we can be successful 2024 and beyond this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen. Why? Because God will bless it. God will bless. How many of you want more of God's blessing on your life? Amen. Be doers of his word. Be doers of his word. Whatever his word say do, do that. Obey him. Be his servant. His bond servant. You'll be blessed and your works will be blessed. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to speak a moment